The founding President Bush has expressed a commitment to leaving no child behind. U.S. schools are failing to educate a wide range of students, most notably males of African descent. African-American males continue to underachieve at alarming rates. Available data suggests that nearly 60% of African-American males are not receiving diplomas with their high school cohorts. This is due to a number of psycho-socio-economic factors. Males of African descent continue to be tracked into special education. They are suspended and expelled in disproportionate numbers. The individual and societal consequences are well documented. High unemployment and imprisonment rates, African-American male college enrollment rates significantly lower than that of African-American females, low college success rates, and the deterioration of the African-American family ethos. 7 of the 13 states with the lowest African-American male high school graduation rates are home to historically and or predominantly black colleges and universities. Let me say that again. 7 of the 13 states with the lowest African-American male high school graduation rates are home to historically and or predominantly black colleges and universities. Florida, Georgia, Illinois, North Carolina, New York, Ohio, and South Carolina. In 18 states with historically and or predominantly black colleges and universities, less than 50% of African-American males graduate from high school with their cohorts. Alabama, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. Historically and predominantly black colleges and universities must play a significant role in the education, faith, civil rights, business, and civic communities in reversing this trend and saving our sons. By doing so, we can strengthen our communities, the economy, and the nation. We are privileged to have with us tonight several nationally recognized leaders in their fields who are grappling with the issue of saving our sons from their respective vantage points. Our discussion will be started with Mr. Carlton Jordan. Attorney Charles Ogletree, U.S. Congressman Danny Davis, and Congressman Chaka Fatah. State Senator Charles Jones and Dr. Bobby Austin. We will first receive the data, the numbers, from Mr. Carlton P. Jordan, Senior Associate of the Education Trust of the African American male, and has written extensively about our sins. Once we have received the data from Mr. Jordan, we will call upon Attorney Charles Ogletree to flesh out the data and to provide a clear picture of where we are in relation to where we have been and how far we have yet to go in closing the entrenched and intractable achievement gap. Attorney Ogletree is the Harvard Law School Jesse Clemenko Professor of Law, founding and executive director of the Charles Hamilton Houston Institute for Race and Justice, co-director of the Harvard Civil Rights Institute, and author of Brown at 50, The Unfinished Legacy, and All the Liberal Speed, Reflections on the First Half Century of Brown v. Board of Education. Please note that Professor Overtree's books will be available for purchase, and he has agreed to sign them immediately following this session. Finally, we'll hear from those who are working on solutions to challenges that will be outlined by Professor Overtree from policy and programmatic perspectives. We hope to have with us two U.S. congressmen, Congressman Danny Davis, Democrat from Illinois, and Congressman Chaka Fatah, Democrat from Pennsylvania. These congressmen are leading the federal effort to establish policies and opportunities to support the preparation, inspiration, education access, and success of students who are low-income and traditionally underserved. Congressman Davis has distinguished himself as an articulate voice for his constituents, and as an effective legislator, he has been able to move major bills to passage. His bipartisan Community Renewal Act from the 106th Congress, designed to bring investment and jobs to economically impacted communities, is but one example of his success. Congressman Fatah was the architect of GEAR for gaining early awareness and readiness for undergraduate programs, a federally funded pre-college awareness program that helps millions of young students enter and succeed in college. Also joining us is Louisiana State Senator Charles D. Jones, who is chair of the Law and Justice Committee of the National Black Caucus of State Legislators. In 1991, Senator Jones created Save Our Sons, a program that has enlisted over 10,000 males of African descent with the goal of simply saving our sons. Also on the panel is Reverend Carolyn D. Hunt, pastor of Walk in the Word Family Church and director of the Louisiana Center Against Poverty, which offers self-esteem programs for children, job training for their parents, and computer skills classes for students of all ages. The center is in Lake Providence, Louisiana, historically one of the poorest places in the nation, ranked as the poorest community in the 1990 census. Reverend Hunt is a Lake Providence native. She's worked in larger cities, including Miami and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We then hear from Dr. Bobby Austin, who is the Vice President of Communications and University Relations at the University of the District of Columbia here in Washington, D.C. The format of the presentations this evening will be that once the initial remarks are made with regard to the data by Mr. Jordan and with regard to an overview of the situation by Attorney Overtree, each of the panelists will be given approximately 5 to 7 minutes to in part respond to the first presentations and to in part present their own thoughts with regard to the issue of saving our sins. If all goes well, we anticipate that there will be about an hour available for discussion, questions, and comments. We'd like to emphasize that our intent this evening is to ultimately come up with some ideas, suggestions, quantifiable conclusions that can be presented at our closing plenary session on Saturday morning as we move forward with this agenda of saving our sins. Having said that, let me now call on Mr. Jordan to begin our discussion. Thank you.